Let's get over this stuff. He said, the time you upset with somebody, the time you're talking negative about somebody, he said, that's time you could spend praising me. That's time you could spend putting the word in my heart. This is the last thing he told me to do. Musicians, get ready. I don't care whether you practice it or not. But he said to tell you to play Amazing Grace. I told you, for the first 20 years of my life, even though from 9 up, I was a member of the church. I was lost and on my way to hell. And he said, for every one of you that's saved, you're born again, and then you're filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, it's amazing, and it was my grace. For everyone who's listening, and you're saved, and you're filled with the Holy Ghost, he said, it's amazing, and it's my grace. And he said, those of you who just received the infilling of the Holy Ghost, he said, it's amazing, and it's my grace. See, those of you who have just received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he said, it's amazing, and it's my grace. He said, I'm for you, and I'm worth more than the world against you. So learn to love not the book, but what's in the book. And that's God. That's Jesus. You know, growing up, you buy a Bible and you put it on the table and you don't let the children mess with it because they might tear it up. We didn't know they needed to read it. So put the word in your heart. Do what the Lord says. Be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. And how are you going to know what to do? You have to read the word. You can't just go on what I say or listen to what somebody else says. At some point, somewhere, you've got to put this word in for yourself. And before they get started, an amazing pastor. We have an amazing pastor. We have an amazing pastor. Gone through much, done much, sees much, believes much. So we thank God for that. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. I'm going to tell this. Bishop, I hope you don't spank me when I get home. You know, you need to sow where you grow. You need to till the soil around the garden. Well, he's not leaving because of me. Around the garden. And so, you know, we mentioned Bishop's birthday, and I was very strong telling you should plant into his life because I was prompted by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit showed me that some got mad. Well, what right does she have? As a prophet of God, I have the right. But somebody sent him something good many days after his birthday, and the person said, I said to myself, I wish I could send him $1,000. And said, the Holy Spirit said, why don't you? So the person did. That's all I'm saying. You need to sow where you grow. That's between you and the Holy Spirit. But it needs to be a continuous sowing. It needs to be a continuous sowing. And if you can receive that, and all the time it's not money, but I'm talking about money now. All the time it's not money, but, you know, just to come out here and help, just to give an encouraging word or whatever, the Lord leads you. But I'm talking about money right now. And he's not asking for any. But you sow where you grow. And then you'll get from your seed, what do you get? Harvest.